Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
First things first, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. Now, the blockchain conversation has matured far beyond cryptocurrencies in the past year, but some still lack awareness around the broader topic.
Well, the level of the complexity and the specialized problems it attempts to solve means it's ultimately a very niche product that businesses must deliberate about carefully before deciding to go ahead.
Tom Springer, Chief Technology Officer at AdNovum, tells us what it would really take for organizations and industries to successfully create business value from blockchain. Tom, thanks for joining us today. Why do you think, or do you think, most current blockchain applications are largely superficial and don't lead to high impact?
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me. Well, that's a very good question. First of all, good to understand emerging technologies like blockchain is one go through a hype cycle where at one stage the projected potential of the technology are massively oversubscribed. So in such a phase of hype, companies hop on the new technology, often without a clear analysis of the benefit. Drivers are innovation pressure or easy to get funding within or outside the company. So consequently, we will see a lot of projects where blockchain is not the right solution or just unnecessary. So I expect consider a consolidation phase where a large number of these blockchain projects will disappear. And this is also supported by PVC numbers where only 13% of blockchain projects are fully live in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. And how can businesses successfully create value from blockchain?
Yeah, I think first of all, we have to distinguish between the cryptocurrency blockchain solution and on the other side, the blockchain for business solutions. We are focusing our activities on the blockchain for business cases. They are emerging and growing a lot. So we look at the technology mainly by its characteristics. So it's not about the technology per se, and that's very important to understand, but it's about the characteristics of the technology and what the technology can do for the business. So also, what are the limitations of a specific technology? So you might think of it like medication, where you're also mainly interested in the effect and potential side effects of the medication rather than the medication itself. So hence, we have to understand what the blockchain technology can do for us. And we see the following three main benefits that is in for the business. It's increase of trust, immutability of transactions, increase of transparency, so everything can be validated, and increase of efficiency of transactions. In addition, we have learned that blockchain technology unfolds its full effect in ecosystems, especially in ecosystems where there's no central trusted instance. So as business becoming more and more interconnected and value chains are migrating into value networks, we see an increasing demand for efficient data exchange, automated trust, and single source of truth where blockchain directly has positive impact to the business value.
Tom, tell us, this sounds like the technology is not for everyone. Who should stay away from it and who benefits most from it, though?
Well, even though there's a very high potential for blockchain to become a crucial element how digital business is implemented in the future, there are also clear indications when the use of blockchain technology has to be challenged. And the most important part is if you're not operating in an ecosystem or if you're a single instance, there is no need, generally speaking, to use blockchain. In addition, blockchain is not always your friend. So blockchain technology has also some drawbacks. Namely, it's a very young technology, so it's moving. There are not a lot of standards. And there are also a lot of unanswered questions and missing experience. For example, it's not clear how blockchain infrastructure in an enterprise environment are operated. The capacity managed, for example, is one big question. There is also the question of coding and patching smart contracts, which is also not trivial. And the last point I'd like to strike out is security in general is something that has to be looked into. But particularly, I'd like to mention data privacy like GDPR or PDPA in Singapore. So the fact that you can't delete data that you put on a blockchain directly conflicts with the right to be forgotten from GDPR. So still, we have to find solutions to actually make this technology usable in a broader context. So as you can see, there's no free lunch. My recommendation is be critical and decide wisely if you really need a blockchain in your solution.
Mm-hmm. I like the comment, there's no free lunch, yeah, Tom. Okay, what are some of the failures that companies have seen from this and what can they do to improve?
So first of all, there's the selection of technology. and technology management, which is also crucial for successful projects. We see a lot of projects where blockchain has been chosen without analyzing clearly enough what to expect from using this technology. To give you a bold example, the impression to me is that blockchain is used like antibiotics in medicine. Whatever problem is around, the blockchain should fix it, and that can't work. Secondly, there is the business case. Observing blockchain projects all over the world for quite some time now, we see a lot of cases where there is no clear business value nor a convincing business case. However, if you are operating in an ecosystem, blockchain can serve as an accelerator for the implementation of the digital business, especially if you have processes that overarching organizations. So the best business value there is becoming obvious.
Tom, tell us more about the Car Dossier blockchain project. Might this make it easier for companies to adopt blockchain or better understand it?
Yeah, more than welcome to do that. Back in 2017, so 2 years ago, we started a project in the Adnome Incubator, which is our innovation lab, where we exactly like to validate and demystify the blockchain technology. We want to know what is the potential and where are the limitations. To do so, we are strongly believe that you have to get your hands on the technology and build a solution. So our goal was to provide an easy-to-understand showcase that clearly shows the value of blockchain technology. Since we knew that blockchain works best in an ecosystem, combined with the improved trust that blockchain can bring, we were looking for an ecosystem with lack of trust. And I don't know if you ever bought a used car, but often I have a very bad feeling in my stomach because I don't really trust the used car dealer and I have no reliable information about the car, about what is the mileage correct, was there an accident, how many owners had the car before. Hence, we started a project to manage the history of a car over its whole life cycle and store it on a blockchain. So Car Dossier should become the single transparent and secure truth for all information around the car, and that can be accessed by different stakeholders. We started together with an initial ecosystem of about 6 partners from car importers, insurance companies, including the Road Traffic Authority from Switzerland, and as well as partners from academia. So the project got national funding by the Federal Commission of Technology and Innovation in Switzerland, and today Car Dossier has become its own entity and constantly increasing number of ecosystem members. So we are on the way to set the standard for car information in Switzerland.
And Tom, what were some of the challenges that you faced with this project?
There were plenty of challenges. So saying that, we learned a lot on the way and it was worth to do this journey. And so as I mentioned before, blockchain technology is rather a young technology. So there were quite some challenges there where we built our solution on a moving target. And not to forget the privacy challenges when storing personal data on a blockchain. But by far most, the biggest challenge we faced was not technology related, but building up an ecosystem. Starting from convincing the first member to join an ecosystem, especially challenging there was to talk about the leader in an industry, because this guy didn't see the benefit of joining an ecosystem. It was easier to talk to number 2 and 3 and convince them. In addition, we had to convince these members not only to join, but also open the system to their competitors. Because only if you have all parties in the same ecosystem, the benefits can be maximized. So it became clear that we have to have a clear ecosystem governance in place. So we put the dedicated work stream just to achieve this. However, it was worth the effort, and we are able to prove there is benefit in such an ecosystem. As I mentioned before, the Car Dossier is its own entity and is constantly growing.
Tom, does this have the potential to be translated to other industries, and how can you go about doing this?
Absolutely, absolutely. So that can be definitely generalized and transported to other industries. We are currently working, so the general case behind Car Dossier is we can call it Know Your Object or Digital Twin. And we are currently, so it doesn't have to necessarily be just a car. And what we started already is to open up, start a new project, the next project. It's in the area of real estate. So tracking the history of real estate, what renovation has been done, et cetera. Also there, they have long-taking processes. They have a lot of paper-based kind of stuff going on. Different stakeholders, there's also an ecosystem around. So that's the one we are currently focusing and pushing ahead. Definitely something I could also imagine for Singapore. But it could also be airplanes or vessels or tracking luxury goods like watches. So we see a lot of potential to transfer this approach to other industries. And we learned almost each day about new use cases when it talk to the customers.
Talk to us, what are some of their future expansion plans for AdNovum?
So AdNovum has a long tradition in growing the business organically, and we will continue to do so. We focus on two verticals, banking, FSI, and government. We plan to expand from Singapore into the South Asia market, and we do this along our profound competences in successfully providing enterprise-grade software solutions, including identity and access management. And it goes without saying that blockchain will be definitely a prominent topic in this expansion.
Tom Springer, Chief Technology Officer at AdNovum. Tom, thanks so much for joining us today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.